It is playoff time for high school softball teams in Texas. And this year, spectators might see more girls wearing face masks. Softball is among the safest sports, but concussions do happen, so more girls are choosing the extra protection. At least one Texas school, the coach is requiring some players to wear face masks. Reporter Lauren Silverman reports from member station KERA in Dallas.
Didi Duran knows what it's like to take a softball to the forehead.
I didn't think she was going to hit it as hard as she did.
The 18-year-old senior at Ferris High School had crept in from her position on third base to be ready for the bunt.
I guess I got a little bit too close and it hit me in the head.
An ambulance rushed Didi to a hospital. She doesn't remember much, but a photo of the bump on her forehead shows the red imprint made by the seams of the ball that had hit her. Her mom, Lisa, says for months, Didi had trouble making her way down the stairs.
She fell a couple of times, you know, just from being dizzy, but the school had to, you know, watch her, and we watched her, but yeah, she was down for 3 months with a concussion.
Didi is back playing shortstop. At a recent game, two of her teammates are wearing a mask that looks like a simplified catcher's mask with just the black bars in the front.
I wear it every time I go on the field, just because you never know what could happen.
Leah Yarborough is a junior at Ferris High School.
The face masks actually aren't that bad. And people say that it distracts you and it's just going to block your vision and stuff. But the one that I have is just a bar over your cheekbone. And so it's really nothing that distracts you.
Every year, more than 2 million girls between 12 and 18 years old play softball. Nearly 20% of all softball injuries last year were to the head or face. So Ferris High School's softball coach, Jock Yusei, encourages all his infielders to wear a face mask.
And when you play like a team like we're fixing to play that hits the ball really hard, they're getting line drives hit at them and their reaction time is not, you know, quite what it needs to be and be dangerous.
A governing body for high school sports requires softball batters to wear a helmet with a face mask. But there are no rules for infielders and none in the works. Which means Didi Duran, the player who had a ball slam into her forehead, doesn't have to wear one. And she still doesn't.
I just don't like it. It gets in my way. And it looks pretty stupid if you ask me.
Besides, she says from the dugout,
the way I play is I'm going to go harder. I'm going to go home. And if I get hit in the face, then, you know, I'm meant to get hit in the face. So.
But Didi wouldn't have a choice if she were at a school 30 miles away. At the Richardson Independent School District, athletic director Bob Doobie has made face masks mandatory for third basemen like Didi.
We take that decision out of their hands to where they're not scrutinized as looking goofy or looking not tough. You know, we eliminate that problem so that the girl doesn't have to make a decision. It's made for her.
Before the rule, Doobie says his players suffered broken noses and one girl even had an ear partially torn off. Since the face mask rule, his district hasn't had a significant head injury.
You know, a helmet with a face mask is a very effective piece of protective equipment to prevent all head-related injuries.
Don Comstock of the University of Colorado, Denver, has been researching high school sports injuries. If you want to know how many girls got a concussion playing softball last year, close to 8,000, she can tell you.
Pitchers and third basemen particularly do sustain head injuries, including concussions, but others as well. Broken noses, you know, knocked out teeth, lacerations. A helmet with a full face shield would prevent the vast majority of those injuries. Now, do they sustain those injuries at a high enough rate to justify making that a mandated piece of protective equipment? It's not for me to decide.
Neither the Ferris nor the Richardson team made it to the state playoffs in 2 weeks. So for the teams that do make it to the Texas Softball Championship, putting on a face mask in the infield will be a personal decision. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.